Good evening, my name is Father John. I've been invited here again to Gosport to bring someone here who's going to give a testimony, who has had a conversion, and he's from our parish in London, from the parish of Our Lady of Tears and of St. Michael. His name is Raphael, and he's actually thinking of joining the seminary, becoming a priest. And he himself has asked to come and give a testimony. He grew up around the parish. He's a parishioner, but he grew up around the area, so he knows some of the young men that I've been speaking to. He knows them very well, and he'd like to just share his testimony with you. I mean, I don't want to speak too much myself on this occasion. I'll leave it for Raphael to come introduce himself and give you this testimony. Thank you, Father. I just, before I start, want to share with everybody this great love that I felt God was giving to me to come here today and share my experience with all of you. You know, I grew up around this part where we have the church, Our Lady of Tears and St. Michael. I grew up going to the school, knowing some of the people that Father John been talking to. I went to same primary school as Mark. I know Leroy and Ashley, all of them, and other people as well. I am a Roman Catholic, but during my teens, I'm 23 now, but during my teens, I went to church, but didn't really know my faith. I went to church almost every Sunday, but led a life that was very worldly, very confused. I had a girlfriend who, thanks be to God, thanks be to a special grace of the Immaculate Virgin Mary, she has now entered a monastery and is now a nun. And we continue to write letters. And she wanted me to give also a testimony of her life because we were together. And it's funny that we both started to change, started to become more Catholic, started to know more about our faith together. At the same time, I wanted to come here with Father John because knowing that sometime he come, or one time he came here with some of the people I know, I wanted to share with radio listener that it was through Father John that many things started to happen in the parish. I mean, I had already started my conversion, but through Father John, I realized I have been called to become priest. That is what God is calling me to do. And my friend, who is called Elizabeth, who is now nun, she's now called Sister Maria. I began my conversion story. I began my conversion before the missionaries of the Immaculate Heart came to the parish. But it was through them I discovered my calling to priesthood. So I want to begin with my conversion story, which is connected also to hers, because I believe many young Catholics don't know these things that I'm about to say. So I begin now. There was a priest, Father Damien, who came to our parish to give a parish mission. It is a series of preaching to people. And he came to, at the time there was a youth group, he came to the youth group to talk to the youth about chastity, about purity, about confession, about life of grace. He asked us to do examination of conscience, going through the Ten Commandments. I have here with me the program that he was going through. And we went through all of the Ten Commandments. The first one, I am the Lord thy God, thou shalt not have strange God before me, and so on. But when we come to sixth commandment, the ninth commandment, when he begin to talk about impurity, sins against the flesh, this was for me an eye-opener. This was for me a revelation. I did not know, because we heard about mortal sin, the death of the soul, like you die to the life of grace in you. You lose God's friendship. And if you die in mortal sin, you go to hell for all eternity. I didn't really grasp the seriousness of mortal sin. Like, I know that there are sins. And Father was explaining the difference between venial sin and mortal sin. Venial sin is not a serious sin. It is a sin. It's still a sin, because a sin is an offense against God. But it's not a serious. Mortal sin is serious sin, grave sin. And we cannot go to communion. We cannot receive body and blood of Christ if we have mortal sin in our soul. This many priests is not telling us this. I was living in sin, living in serious sin, and going to communion. Because for us young people, for us Catholics today, we are lacking the formation. So going to communion for us, even body and blood of Christ, we hear it, but we don't really hear it taught to us correctly. That we are to know that is Jesus. That is Jesus. But anyway, we go for communion. But you can't go if you have mortal sin. But anyway, I don't want to deviate from what I was going to say. He talk about sins against the flesh. Me and my girlfriend at the time, who is now a nun, we went there together. And Father talk about many young people, they want to get together to be girlfriend and boyfriend. He tell us that only married people can have relations. He said you cannot have sexual relations before you are married. I'm going to be honest. I've heard that before, but it's something is not really spoken about. Don't have sex before marriage. Like, you hear it on occasion. Or in your life, you've heard it before. But no one is telling people, you can't do that. We was doing that. Father Damon is talking about fornication. Is a mortal sin. You cannot have sexual relations before you're married. So he said fornication is when man and woman are having sexual intercourse and they're not married, that is fornication. He said that is a mortal sin. Me and Elizabeth at the time, we look at one another and we think, we are offending God. Then he talk about lust. I don't know what is problem. What is the problem with looking at a woman with lust? We do it all the time. I've been doing it since I was 5 years old, probably. He said, it's mortal sin. You mustn't desire a woman with lust. So for example, my girlfriend at the time, sometimes she wear very revealing clothing. I'm looking at her and I'm because Father was saying, Jesus said, whoever looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. So there's an internal action that you are doing where you are taking pleasure at what you see internally. You are uniting yourself to that, what you see. You desire it. You are desiring to unite to it. You are taking a satisfaction. So I was doing this all the time, even with people, other women I see. You see it on women on TV. You see posters and billboards. You see girls walking around half naked nowadays, and especially in the summertime. But even outside of summertime, they're dressing very modestly. Can you expect a man not to look at a woman with lust? I was thinking to myself, I go on the train, I go on the bus. I'm doing it all the time. Even in the church, there is a usher who comes up to the bench. Everyone is staring at her. How can you, even in the church? So I didn't understand how come all of these things you're telling me is mortal sin. I'm offending God. And if I die, I can go to hell for all eternity. Father said, there's difference between, you know, if you know is a mortal sin, you know, but we can talk about that on another occasion. But these are mortal sins. Father, because it was a congregation of male and female. So he was addressing us all generally. But he was saying things that were particularly for the men. I mean, he was saying women can look at a man with lust as well and commit mortal sin. But given the way man liked to use a lot his eyes and is very weak, he was trying to speak about keeping your eyes clean and to safeguard your eyes, to have custody of your eyes, to look with modesty to when you're going out, because somebody raised their hand and said, what am I supposed to do walking down the high street? You have to